The next mini course we'll be doing live is spiritual gifts.
Yes, and yeah, you said it super well that it relates really well with the calling, which we're even going to talk about in a second. But what we love about spiritual gifts is it is so integrated into our calling and who we are, who God's created each of us to be, and the personality and, again, just the qualities that he's given to us and those around us. And we're going to dig into all of that in this spiritual gifts course. And so, yeah, we're going to be doing it live on the news, and we're excited to kind of dig in. So let's start with reading 1 Corinthians 12, 1 and verse 4 through 7. Now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everything, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. So there's a few things I love about this verse. Mm-hmm. The first thing being that we're excited to do this course because it is important to be informed about the spiritual right. gifts. And that's the first point of this verse. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, start to talk about it. We are given each different gifts, but it is all from the Holy Spirit and from God. Mm-hmm. And we're also given this to benefit the common good, both our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, but even the world. I mean, sure. it's a gift that's given to us, and it's just exciting to kind of see that verse, and that's one of the big ones that people do think of when we talk about what is spiritual gifts.
Definitely. So going more kind of into what the definition might be, this verse does give a pretty good definition and kind of idea of their place, but the Bible does not explicitly define it, but we do know that spiritual gifts are given or imparted by the Holy Spirit. They're really specific to those who have received salvation, which just kind of helped me contextualize
right.
how
it's different,
they're
than
different
the
from yeah, right. your skills or talents or things that you can kind of develop on your own, maybe. They're given, like that verse said, to benefit the body of Christ and, you know, the kingdom as a whole. And they're given according to God's grace and discernment, which is really, you know, important.
Right.
It's not up to us. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they're a special divine empowerment. Like I said, you know, it's different from maybe, like, worldly talent or skill.
And I think that is an important thing to define because, mm-hmm. you know, we might be naturally talented at maybe public speaking, let's say, for example, but that doesn't necessarily mean just because you've always been good at something. Like, I love that, just again, that emphasis on this is given from the Spirit, and it's given as a part of being a believer in Jesus Christ and the power of his resurrection.
Yeah, and I do think that they connect in some ways
right,
a lot
right.
of times, but just to distinguish, like, how the world might see it versus, you know, how the Bible
how we need to understand it.
Right. Yeah. So how do spiritual gifts connect with ministry and calling? And I think that is what really is connecting it back to, you know, this overall theme, maybe. But Romans 11, verse 29 says, "For the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable." So not only are spiritual gifts divine, they're deeply tied to our calling, and they right. equip us to serve and fulfill our calling. And I like, you know, the word irrevocable, it's kind of strong.
I love the intensity of it, though. Yeah.
I think it kind of gives us, you know, the air to which we have to address these, that, you know, what God gives us is what is intended for us, and it's
right.
kind of
I love
lays
that point again.
Purpose.
He discerns yeah. what is the gift and the call that is in each of our lives, and mm-hmm. and I love that again, how closely tied they are, and just the seriousness of it. This is a serious thing from God, and it's
yeah, for sure. And I think it also kind of connects with that each of our gifts and callings and the ways that we're called to use them are unique because they all kind of fit together in this puzzle, which we'll dive into
right.
later. But yeah, it's cool that they're unique because that's how we know that they were made right for each of us
right.
and that God
right.
discerned it in that way. And then 2 Timothy 1:1-6, "For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands." So some people think this is about salvation. Some people think this is about maybe more spiritual gifts, which I think they do kind of connect right. together, right? But, yeah, just the stirring up the gifts that God has given you can really
right.
help you not only in your walk but in kind of discerning what God's plan for your life is and what your calling may be.
Yeah. No, so there's a lot of connection there. And, again, we'll keep digging into that as we continue in this course. Furthermore, spiritual gifts help connect us to the body of Christ and the greater kingdom, and that's come up in that verse of for the common good.
Mm-hmm.
And again, talking about that as we're feeling a call in our life for God, from God, where it is going to make a difference in the body of Christ. And like you said, that kind of puzzle of us all fitting in where God has discerned our gifts and our calling to be. Mm-hmm. And so discerning and developing your gifts definitely goes hand in hand with your ministry calling. And when your calling and gifts are aligned, you are going to be effective and a living testimony for God. And we even saw that with the graduates that we see at the college and all of you that are signing up and taking these courses. It's amazing to see how God is working those gifts and that calling and aligning that and making you such a testimony for His kingdom.
Absolutely. So that's kind of the first overarching definition, the introduction to the course. And we have some reflection questions to kind of discuss. We'd love to see you guys engage in the comments if you're able. So how can learning about spiritual gifts draw you closer to the Lord? And I think a lot of what we touched on kind of connects to this, but I think it's cool to kind of think about it personally. You know, what are you looking to get out of your relationship? You know, starting off the year strong, maybe you're kind of turning introspectively and thinking about this. So we encourage you to think about how, you know, your spiritual gifts can connect with that journey.
And I think with how, you know, the Holy Spirit is such a huge part of the spiritual gifts, and so the more we draw closer to the Spirit, you know, I think the more we'll see the fruit of those spiritual gifts that have been given to us.
Yeah, definitely. Even connecting back to spiritual disciplines, I think that those can kind of go hand in hand in helping you discern or harness your spiritual gifts. And, you know, those are all ways in which we can draw closer to the Lord. So they all go hand in hand.
Another question is, you know, what are the ways in which the spiritual gifts connect with God's vision for your life? And we've been talking about that, the calling and how it connects. And so just even thinking before we dive into, you know, what are the different spiritual gifts and a little more into even the theology of it, you know, what's that vision that you feel God has for your life and that calling, and what gifts do you feel right now that you do have? And I think that's kind of as we go in deeper into this course, I think it's a really good thing to kind of consider and even write down in this reflective question.
For sure. And then lastly, just kind of what do you hope to gain from this mini course and this journey that we're on together related to spiritual gifts? You know, maybe what might your learning goals be? What might your personal goals be related to this? I think, just writing that down or thinking about what your intention might be with this can be really helpful. And, you know, we'd love to hear your feedback on maybe what questions you're looking to get answered, what topic more specifically you'd like us to touch on with this. Any feedback would be happily welcomed.
Absolutely. I mean, I think even for myself, I've, you know, done some gift assessments, and even our volunteers, that's one of the important things is to look at the gift assessment and you know, get you serving in a volunteer role that really aligns with your gifts. So I remember when I started that with Florence, I did the assessment again. So I've done some gift assessment, but I think it's also important to just keep assessing that as you continue to grow in your relationship with Christ, in your journey, and, you know, discerning your calling. And so even myself personally, I'm kind of excited to re-look at, you know, the gifts and even the theology behind it and the discernment of others' gifts and how we work together in it. So there's a lot that I'm excited to even gain myself from this course.
For sure. Yeah, I'm excited as well. And I think, you know, I feel like I have a rough idea maybe of what mine are. I've taken an assessment in the past, like you said, but I think it's always good to be evaluating kind of how you're using those gifts too, because there are so many different ways, even if you feel, okay, these are my two gifts, there's so many different ways in which you can kind of harness that and apply it in different areas of ministry and different areas of your life. So I'm excited to kind of reconsider that in my own personal journey as well.
Yeah. And so I just want to pray for each of us as we start this mini course on spiritual gifts and as you're reflecting and maybe writing some things down. Dear Lord, we are just grateful for that. Your Holy Spirit gives us gifts, and you have discerned for us, Lord, the unique calling and gifts that you see fit, and we're just humbled by that. And it is such a blessing that the body of Christ has been given these gifts, and they work together for the advancement of your kingdom. And so as we dig into this spiritual gifts mini course, we pray for your guidance, your Holy Spirit to be very close to us, and your wisdom, Lord. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.